I mean, Brian, CBS is saying this is a financial decision. It is certainly the timing of this is kind of stunning.
Right. From the optics standpoint, the timing could not be worse for CBS. Colbert is such an outspoken Trump critic. He's just back from vacation. And as he showed there on Monday, on his first night back from vacation, he's also a thorn in his parent company's side. So this looks to a lot of Colbert's fans like another form of capitulation by CBS to the president of the United States. If you look at Colbert's Instagram page already, his fans are pouring their hearts out and blaming CBS for this. Here's the reporting that I have just in the past few minutes, Anderson, about this financial explanation. Think back to 2023 when the Late Late Show with James Corden went off the air. I reported at the time that that show had become unprofitable, that CBS was not able to sell enough ads to make that show profitable. Well, that is now the case for Colbert as well. I'm told by a source close to the network that the Late Show with Stephen Colbert is now technically unprofitable. So that does give the company a financial reason to end the show starting in May 2026. However, it's not as if Colbert was given a chance to take a pay cut or maybe change the format of the show or move out of the Ed Sullivan Theater. This seems to have happened all at once. And it comes on the merge, on the verge of that big Paramount Skydance merger. Who's taking over Skydance? Larry Ellison, a friend of President Trump, and his son, David. So there may be a lot more to this story. It's just happened in the past hour, but there's a lot more reporting to do on this.